Hello and welcome to the Codfather Spectacular Halloween Alternative Jukebox Podcast, a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio, a ghostly ghouly theme of music that goes bump in the night. There's no trick or treats here, it's just a classic lineup prescribed by Dr. Innes. Is that flower arranging tonight? It's part of his anger management therapy, so there you go. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do so via Twitter at TheCodfather17, Instagrams at TheCodfatherDJ and SmileRadio3. Or pop a message on the website, www.thecodfatherdj.com. Got a foot tapper to start the show with. It's Warren Zevon's. It's from his 1978 album, Excitable Boy, Zevon's third solo album. The track actually features Fleetwood Mac's Mick Fleetwood and John McVeigh on drums and bass, you know, respectively. It was Zevon's only top 40 hit. Well, US hit. The song began as a joke by Phil Everly, of the Everly Brothers, after he'd watched a film in 1935 film, not in 1935, where, you know, which was called Werewolves of London, and he suggested that Zevon's should adapt a song with that title. So here you go, Werewolves in London.
Superstition.
So there you go, that was Dracula and Rob Zombie. Born Robert Bartley Cummins. He loved his love of horror films, as showed from an early age. And he grew up wanting to be Alice Cooper, Steven Spielberg, Bela Lugosi and Stan Lee. And he was also Pee Wee Herman's production assistant on the TV show Pee Wee's Playhouse. He's also worked as an art director for the porn magazines like Over 40 and Tail Ends. So there you go. Right up next, we've got American goth metal band Type O Negative, nicknamed the Drab Four due to their lyrical emphasis on themes of romance, depression and death. Their songs have appeared in numerous motion pictures such as Mortal Kombat, Bride of Chucky, Freddy vs. Jason and The Blair Witch Project. Type O Negative disbanded after frontman bassist Peter Steele died reportedly from an heart attack in 2010. This is Black Number One.
She's in love with herself. She likes the dark. And on her milk-white neck, the devil's mark. Now it's All Hallows Eve. Moon is full. Or will she trick or treat? I bet she will. She's got a name and feet light with nose for that too.
Thank you.
You're listening to the best Halloween playlist with me, the Codfather. That was from their seventh studio album, Devils. It was released in October 2004. The Helsinki Vampires, the band that refuses to die. That was Gotham Rollers, the 69 Eyes with Lost Boys. So we go. Right, quick announcement. Thursday, Halloween, Thursday the 31st. We are down at Jock's Cavern, me and the Doctor. That's in Wakefield Bullring. Palladium of the North, they're putting an Halloween special on. There's Cats That Bark, Lifeless Culture, and I know there is another act that's on. I think it's a band. It's to be confirmed, so hopefully we'll see you down there. You know, it's always a good night. Support local music. Right, moving on next, we've got Drowning Pool. It's from their debut album, Sinners, the band's most popular album, going platinum in the same year. I think that was way back. That long ago, I can't remember, 1994 or something like that. Bodies, it's been the lead single, peaking at number 6 on the Billboard and the mainstream rock tracks. Rolling Stone called Bodies Drowning Pool's finest moment on the album. So there you go, have a listen to this. Let the bodies hit the floor with the Codfather. Absolute tune.
Something's got to give. du hast mich. Du hast mich, du hast mich, du hast mich gefragt, du hast mich gefragt, du hast mich gefragt und ich hab nichts gesagt.
There you go, Du Hast and Rammstein. Apparently they've never lost a band member since their formation in 1994, and they take their name from a fatal crash during an air show at Rammstein Air Force Base, and they were actually sued by a German cannibal for the song Mein Ziel, which was based on the story of Armin Muse, who was in prison for cannibalism, dismembering and consuming his victim's body whilst he was still alive. Sounds delightful, but it is Halloween, so there you go. Right, up next, the Prince of Darkness himself. He really has to make an appearance, you know, seeing as it is an Halloween special. And we do have a little bit more from Ozzy later on. This is Bark at the Moon. You're listening to the Codfathers Halloween Alternative Jukebox.
Yeah!
was a classic intro there. AC/DC, Hell's Bells. Compulsory need to headbang and play the air guitar there. So, like I say, the band were actually commemorated in 1998 on an Aussie rock and roll stamp set. And in 2013, Australia Post actually honoured AC/DC by issuing a Back in Black postage stamp. There's nothing more rock and roll than snail mail. Right, moving on, we have the Smashing Pumpkins, who actually played their mammoth 4.5 hour 36 song final concert at the Metro in Chicago on December the 2nd, 2000, at the same venue that the original four-piece played their first gig, and the guests were given a recording of the band's first concert there. This is I. You're listening to the Codfathers Alternative Halloween Jukebox.
One. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange.
You're listening to the best Halloween playlist with me, the Codfather. That was The Doors, People Are Strange. The Doors were actually the first band to ever advertise a new album on a billboard. Break On Through was the first actual real music video. Elektra filmed it to save The Doors from exhaustion of an expensive promo tour. And Jerry Sheff, the bassist on Been Down So Long from LA Woman, also played in Elvis Presley's band. I think they were called the Jordanaires. Moving on. Misfits. This is a song. It's the fifth single by horror punk band. It was released in 1981. It's called Halloween. The B-side is Halloween 2. Singer Glenn Danzig's label actually recorded it, produced it and all the rest of it, and it was the first Misfits release to use their famous Monster of Filmland inspired logo. It was also the first time they were referred to simply as Misfits rather than The Misfits. This is Halloween.
My fire's burning bright, up to faces in the night. Let's go!
So there you go, Lemmy and Motorhead with Boogeyman. It was from their 8th studio album, Rock and Roll. It was released September 87 and reached number 34 in the UK album charts. It was actually their worst performing of all Motorhead's top 40 chart hits. So there you go. Right, I told you, Ozzy's back with the classic Mr. Crowley, who was known as the wickedest man in the world, who equally attracted and repulsed his contemporaries in equal measures. An heroin and cocaine addict, he fictionalised his own drug struggles in a novel, Diary of a Drug Fiend. You can actually buy that. He was a member of elite occult groups who wrote obscene poetry. He actually faked his own death in 1930 just to see what it might reveal. All turned up, I'm supposing. And what sort of... anyway. Crowley actually bought Bullskin House in the late 1800s. I think it's on the... near Loch Ness, I believe, and Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page actually bought the house in the 70s, such was his fascination with the occultist. Page claimed there was bad vibes that ran right through all the house in all his time that he was there, so, you know, and then he sold up, basically, because he'd had enough in 1990, you know. So here we go, and you can actually see Aleister Crowley stood next to Mae West in the Sergeant Pepper sleeve. So there you go, top left corner I believe he is. So there you go, have a listen to this, Mr. Crowley. We'll be right back. Bit of classic Randy Rhoads there. Well, that's about it for this week. So it's a big thank you as always to Dr. Haynes, Susie, well, and Susie. You for tuning in, of course, Smile Radio for putting us on air. You can catch this and all previous shows on Podbean. That's www.thecodfather.dj.podbean.com. I'm back on Monday night on Smile Radio with the Monday Night Folk and Blues show. So come and join me for that. That's 8 till 9 p.m. Want to be considered for the playlist? Send me an original tune to thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox Podcast Halloween Special, a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio. I shall see you down at Jock's Cavern, Wakefield, on Thursday, so come and join us. It's an Halloween special there. Come support your local music. Say hello to the Doctor and myself. Be a great night of live music. Seeing us out this week is The Pretty Reckless and Going to Hell. I'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening.